Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Keenan Allen led the Chargers in receiving for four straight seasons until 2021. Then it was Mike Williams by a nose. Who will be better this year? Find out right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Jacob Gibbs is here. I am Adam Azer. Let's profile these two Chargers wide receivers. All right. Where do we start, Jacob? Keenan Allen versus Mike Williams.
Like you said, Mike Williams outproduced them last year. I think these two have kind of been trending in opposite directions for a few years now. And a lot of the metrics that I look at do show that Mike Williams has maybe surpassed them at this point in their careers. I think Mike Williams is sort of at the peak of his career, whereas Keenan Allen is, you know, he's hit the 30 mark and he's kind of on the way down. The first metric that I want to talk about is one that I just made up, actually. It's called volume hog rate.
That's an advanced stat, one that you make up. That's as advanced as it gets.
Yep. You're not going to find this anywhere. We say that a lot, but you truly won't find this one anywhere else. I just published an article on Sportsline this Monday about volume hog rate or VHR. It's derived from two other stats that I created. We're really getting in the weeds here, and they are target hog rate and air yardage hog rate. And those two just represent the percentage of targets or air yards that a player accounts for while on the field, which I think offers a more accurate representation of a player's ability to demand volume than, you know, traditional target share or air yardage share, which doesn't account for missed games or a game where a player leaves with an injury or even just, you know, games where young players haven't quite earned a full-time role yet. So I prefer this. I think it is a truer look at, you know, what a player would do if they do fill a full-time role. So definitely go check that article out. I go into more detail about how VHR is calculated, why I think it's important. And one of the things that really stood out to me from the VHR data was that Mike Williams had a higher rate than Keenan Allen in 2021. And really, like I said, 2021 just, you know, kind of marked a new high for Williams across the board. VHR isn't the only rate that has just been steadily climbing year over year for Williams. And then we saw peak in 2021. So past 4 years, his VHR by season, it's a new stat. I'm not quite used to saying VHR over and over. 2018 was at 46%, then 48% the next year, then 49% in 2020. And then last year, all the way up to 54%. Meanwhile, Keenan Allen, past 4 years, 57%, down to 51, then back up to 56% in 2020, and then all the way down to 49% his first season under 50% in over 6 years. So it's just, you know, when the two were on the field, Mike Williams was the one who was getting higher volume, and we did see him outproduce him. This is just another metric that points towards that.
Okay. So how about, this is a great stat that I like that you're talking about more, the first down target rate. This is something you like to see. Who gets targeted a lot on first down, and what have you noticed there?
Right. So first down targets have been worth 20% more fantasy points than targets coming on all other downs. And Keenan Allen typically has just dominated the first down targets for the Chargers, but it's another one where we've seen that rate slowly declining year over year. And then last year was all the way down to 22%, which was the lowest we've seen from Allen in quite some time. Meanwhile, Mike Williams has not had a rate above 14% in any of his four seasons prior to 2021. Last year was all the way up to 24%, so higher than Keenan Allen. And this is important because it just indicates the team is, you know, being intentional about getting the ball into Mike Williams' hands. On first downs, you know, he's someone that they're looking to more often than Keenan Allen, actually, which I thought was really, really interesting. It's not just that, you know, his is rising and Allen's is falling. He did, you know, surpass him in this rate as well.
All right. Finally, one more case I'm guessing you're going to make for Mike Williams here. What can you tell us?
Yeah. So there are some interesting in-season splits. When you break it down, Mike Williams was really, he was banged up mid-season. And so if you just, this is, you know, obviously selective sample sizing, but if you exclude weeks 6 through 11, where a lot of his metrics fell off.
Oh boy. Williams, if you do, if you take away his worst games. Okay.
If you exclude those weeks, his target per out run rate on first downs goes all the way up to 29%. Keenan Allen's drops to 20%. And then just straight up out targeting as well, 25% target per out run rate on all routes, whereas Allen's is down to 24%. And then the other thing I would bring up is that with Josh Palmer on the field, Keenan Allen's target per out run rate fell dramatically, whereas Mike Williams did not. And I think that that does make some sense intuitively because the guy he's replacing is Jalen Guyton, who's more of a downfield route runner, runs routes more similar to Mike Williams, and is also someone who doesn't draw targets at a high rate, whereas Josh Palmer actually has drawn targets at a somewhat decent rate. Guyton's been one of the lowest in the entire league. So I think replacing him with Palmer is not insignificant, and when they did that, at least last year, it did affect Allen, did not affect Mike Williams.
So you're taking Mike Williams over Keenan Allen?
I have. I am taking Mike Williams. I think he's wide receiver 13 and Allen is 15 right now. I like them both. High-powered offense, but I think there's a lot more upside with Mike Williams.
Yeah, I compare Keenan Allen at this point a little bit to Julian Edelman, who at ages 30, 32, and 33 had very similar seasons. Year after year after year, he averaged right around 70 yards per game. And that's a 1,200-yard pace, just about a 1,200-yard pace over 17 games, but with a ton of targets and a ton of catches. Julian Edelman averaged 105 catches, 1,187 yards, 6 touchdowns on 162 targets. And that was at ages 30, 32, and 33. He missed a year with a torn ACL in there. So if Edelman can do that, Keenan Allen's basically become just a catch monster. I could see the case for Mike Williams in a non-PPR for sure, in half PPR, but not in full PPR for me. And the split for Mike Williams for me is the first 5 games of the season, he was the number 2 wide receiver in fantasy. The last 11 games of the season, he was not even a top 40 wide receiver. He was 39th. So that's per game. If the injuries are the reason why, maybe. I think the ADOT was the reason why. He was running shorter routes at the beginning of the year. That was when, or he was being targeted on shorter routes anyway. That was when his production was at his best. After that, he went back to being the Mike Williams that we know and love or know and can't stand. Extremely inconsistent. So I think I love him in round 5. I see a lot of our guys take him in round 4. That feels a little early for me, maybe late round 4. I'm still on Keenan Allen, especially in PPR. All right, I guess I got the last word there. Ha, 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 ha. We'll talk to you about Jalen Tolbert on our next episode of Fantasy Football Today in 5.